Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, there was a time when the word Tesla was synonymous with the idea of an electric car. Not so much anymore. The Chinese manufacturer BYD has now overtaken Tesla as the world's best-selling EV. And it is a gap that might increase. While BYD's sales are going up, Tesla's are going down. John Hayes is lecturer in electrical and electronic engineering at UCC. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for talking to us today. Is this mostly to do with price?
No. It's quite a complex situation. So I just give a little bit of background here. Both of these companies were formed about in 2003, as we know them. And in the meantime, they've become the most successful companies in the world, or new companies in the world, with Tesla selling over 1.6 million EVs last year and BYD selling over 2.2. Now, what has got Tesla, I suppose, in a little bit of trouble, there are three main factors. Elon Musk has taken political sides and probably damaged his brand among the more progressive customers that he had, which you would imagine would have been going green. Mm. In the meantime, his close ally, Donald Trump, eliminated all EV subsidies in the US, which was the main market for Tesla. Ah. And additionally, the product line is going stale. So we have the Model 3, we have the Model Y, the Cybertruck has been a dud. Now, in fairness to the Model Y, it has been the best-selling model of any car in the world for the last 3 years. What Tesla really needs is a lower cost model, but we don't see a sign of that yet. What Tesla have done has shifted into artificial intelligence, robot taxis. But just 2 days ago, the largest company in the world, which is Nvidia, announced that they, with all their expertise in AI, are also going to be in the car business for autonomous driving. So right. There's going to be intense competition there. So to go on to BYD, originated in 2003 as we know it. It was originally founded as a battery company in 1995. It has grown hugely. It has sold 4.5 million cars last year. There was 2.2 of those are all electric. Its main market is in China. There is intense competition in China. Chinese market is the size of the US and the EU combined. And because of the overcapacity there, and I suppose the great support of the Chinese government, there's a push to export to Europe and elsewhere. Now, the Trump administration and the Biden before them have 100% tariffs on Chinese EV imports, so they're not being sold in the US. So there's been a strong drive to export that overcapacity to Europe. But tariffs have got applied in Europe in this past year. And so now BYD are actually, as we speak, setting up a manufacturing plant in Hungary.
To further expansions. So it's kind of extraordinary in a way that they're the best-selling EV car, even though they can't sell in the US at all.
Yeah, but the Chinese market is so large. So they sold over 1 million cars in China. Now, when we say best-selling, I'm just going to put some limits on that.
Okay.
So BYD have been very successful. But of the EV market, which I think is 90% of the new car sales in Ireland, BYD had 6% of the EV sales. Tesla had twice that at roughly 12% of the EV sales. Hyundai Kia Group sold twice as many as Tesla. And Volkswagen Group, which is Audi and Skoda and Volkswagen, sold almost 30% of the EVs. So Volkswagen, interestingly, are the kind of kings of cars, especially in Ireland. And if I look at the overall business, Toyota have a third of all vehicles, new car sales in Ireland. Sorry, Volkswagen have a third of all new car sales. Tesla are just over 2%. And BYD, including their hybrid, are also just over 2%. So it's all relative in the grand scheme, but they're doing extremely well in the electric side. But there will be challenges coming in 2026, expanding manufacturing for BYD, the ultra-competitive Chinese market, and then probably trade friction with Europe and with the US. I suppose, related to, you know, how damaged European industries become by a significant export of Chinese overcapacity to Europe.
Is BYD, I assume BYD is the biggest manufacturer, Chinese manufacturer of EVs. Are there others?
There is. We have XPeng and we have SAIC, S-A-I-C. We have DMG Group. So a lot of the companies that we see in Ireland that would have had old badges, let's say MG, which was, you know, the great old English car, that's a Chinese brand owned by a Singapore company. There is XPeng. There's Leap Motor, which is being bought in by Stellantis, also from China. Volvo would have a fair Chinese content. Polestar would largely be a Chinese company. So many companies, there's great investment in electric vehicles and battery technology in China. And, you know, there's several brands in Ireland.
All right. And so what, could one assume that those other Chinese manufacturers would be looking to expand into Europe as well?
They will, but they're all facing tariffs. And in order to expand in Europe, they likely will have to invest in manufacturing. So there's probably only a handful of them would have the money and the funding and the scale to be able to expand in Europe. But I would see expect more than BYD to be coming in here.
Yeah.
And I think MG are the second most successful Chinese label in Ireland right now.
And Tesla have kind of said repeatedly that, you know, self-driving cars and the use of AI and all that kind of thing. Are they the only ones doing this?
No. So interestingly, I suppose we had that big power outage in San Francisco a few weeks ago and we heard a lot about it. So Google have a large investment in Waymo. And Waymo have been running taxi services in the US for a number of years, and those are driverless. Tesla have their own product, which is driverless. But I suppose the shock in the game was that NVIDIA are also jumping in. So, and then most companies will have their own approach to it. I expect we will probably have as much competition there as we have in the car space with time.
Yeah, gosh. I assume, though, I mean, is that too many people competing in the European market?
Ooh, there's probably about 30 companies right now selling EVs on the European market. Now, if we look at, say, Volkswagen, that has several companies. If we look at Stellantis, which is Fiat and Peugeot and Opel, all those big brands. So many of these are larger groups. And it's unusual to have, say, a single standalone like Tesla. So I suppose the more we're having enormous competition. In reality, Tesla are the main US company. BYD are the main Chinese company. We are seeing BMW, Mercedes, Fiat, all these companies trying to compete. But we will likely have some consolidation. And I expect we will have consolidation in China as well. This excessive overcapacity won't be able to be absorbed by the rest of the world. So there'll have to be some consolidation over there.
John, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was John Hayes. John's a lecturer in electrical and electronic engineering at UCC.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.